This is an audio test for microphone number one between the Salem Red Sox and the Columbia Fireflies. This is an audio test for microphone number two between the Salem Red Sox and the Columbia Fireflies. Hello and welcome to Salem Memorial Ballpark as the Salem Red Sox look to continue their winning ways and their friendly confines. Six straight wins within Querlian Clinic Field, including four straight against the Columbian Fireflies as they look to keep their Carolina League best winning streak alive and improve it to five on this evening. Hello, my name is Andy Lasley, and welcome inside the Salem Red Sox broadcast booth. The Columbian Fireflies coming to today's game with a 14-35 record as the Salem Red Sox sit at 26-23. Let's get you that Fireflies starting lineup. It's going to begin with the Columbia designated hitter, number 15, River Town, followed by the shortstop in number 2, Daniel Vasquez. The catcher, number 11, Carter Jensen, bats third, followed by the cleanup hitter, left fielder, number 23, Daryl Collins. The first baseman, number 13, Ruben E. Jaquez, bats fifth, while the center fielder, number 21, Eric Pena, bats sixth. Valdez bats seventh, while the right fielder, number 9, Gary Camonrio, bats eighth. And second baseman, number 1, Joshua Rivera, finishes up the order. Today, they'll be going against a new pitcher here in the Salem Red Sox organization as he begins his rehab assignment, number 26, Brian Mata. He has not pitched in the minor league since 2019, and 14 months ago he received Tommy John surgery, and today he begins his journey back up through the minor league organizations and hopes to get to the Boston Red Sox franchise. Last time he pitched, folks, was August 31st, 2019 for the Portland Sea Dogs. It was the same calendar year that he was here with the Salem Red Sox when they were in the high A division. But ever since then, Mata's been trying to get back to this moment right here, and it will come today against one of the more struggling batting average teams in all of minor league baseball with the Columbia Fireflies, as we mentioned, ranking 120th in minor league baseball when it comes to batting average. But a tough battle to get things going as Rivertown will come to the plate. It's game number 50 for the Salem Red Sox and the Columbia Fireflies, and it's underway as Mata pitches low of the zone for ball number one, and we are underway as the Salem Red Sox look at seven straight home victories here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 1-0 pitch by Mata, and it's low for ball number two. And Mata showing the fastball first things off, a 96 misses low and follows up with the 95 that went below the zone as well. Here's a 2-0 pitch from Mata, and Town will pop this up a mile high, just the left of home plate. Hickey takes off the face mask, and he makes the grab for the first out of the game. Town has been a very tough batter to retire this series so far for Salem pitching, but today he starts 0-1, and once again, back in that leadoff position. That is the fifth straight game that Rivertown has been at the leadoff spot. Daniel Vasquez returns to the lineup today for the Columbia Fireflies after taking last night off, and watches the first pitch catch the zone for strike number one. Today we're going to see what Brian Mata can do, basically, in his first minor league start since 2019. Fastball, slider, curve, and changeup is all in his realm, as the 0-1 pitch misses low and in for ball number one, strike. For those just tuning in, we're just underway at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Columbia 0, Salem 0. 1-1 pitch, and this is chopped over the right side of the infield. It's scooped up by Bonassi, and he makes a throw over to Cavadas in time for the second out. Let's get you the Salem Red Sox defensive alignment on this Saturday night. Darryl Balin out in left field, Phillip Sykes at center field, Carson Simas out in right, as Tyler Miller takes on third base, Marcelo Meyer at shortstop, Brayer Bonanzi at second, Nico Cavadas at first, Nathan Nicky behind the dish, and as we mentioned, Brian Mata out on the rubber to get the start. So two up, two down already, and now Jensen will come to the plate and take the first pitch inside for ball number one. That one reached 98 miles per hour, and while Mata was rehabbing a bit down in Fort Myers, they said he was reaching those high 90s, even eclipsing the low 100s. Jensen fouls off the 0-1 or 1-0 pitch as it rolls into the backstop behind the plate, and it brings the count to one ball and one strike. The Knights umpires, Jalen Goodman behind the plate calling the balls and strikes, Charlie Welling out on the base path. So a 1-1 pitch coming up to Carter Jensen. Mata steps in and delivers, and a check swing, and he went for strike number two. First pitch time here at the ballpark was 6:07 p.m. The temperature we're dealing with right now, about the low 70s, as this will be fouled down the third base line and goes out of play. Sorry, not low 70s. I meant to say low 80s as we start at 81 degrees Fahrenheit here. Partly cloudy skies at the ballpark. 1-2 pitch. Mata steps in, delivers, and it's low for ball number two. Everyone in the Salem Red Sox infield started shifting towards the third base dugout, thinking Mata got him looking on the 79-mile-per-hour curve, but it just missed low of Jalen Goodman's zone. So now a 2-2 count for Brian Mata, inches away from that first punch out. The 2-2 pitch, and that misses low for ball number three. Back-to-back deliveries that Brian Mata thought he got strike number three. He positioned his body towards the dugout both times, but now a payoff pitch on the way to Carter Jensen. 3-2 pitch away, and it's high and inside for ball number four, and Carter Jensen's patience pays off as it's the first base runner today for the Columbia Fireflies with two outs in the top of the first. So Columbia 0, Salem 0 in the early going here on this Saturday night. The Salem Red Sox sit now third in the Carolina League North Division standings with a 26-23 record, a game and a half back of the Lynchburg Hillcats. The first pitch on the way to the cleanup hitter, Collins, is in the zone at 98 for strike number one. I haven't really seen that much velocity from a pitcher in the Carolina League this season. As he fires the 0-1 pitch, the check swing, and the appeal over the way to Charlie Welling says that he went for strike number two. So Mata making quick work of the at-bat against Darryl Collins, who had a great night last night for the Fireflies. He went 3-of-4 for Columbia. 0-2 pitch is away. The Collins going to check swing. They say he did not. And Collins tosses the bat on the way to the dugout. And I think Collins thought he was hit, but Jalen Goodman said he was not hit by the pitch. And so the count will go to 1-2. Off for a moment, maybe Collins is tossing the bat towards the dugout because he was going to run on a drop third strikeout, but It's occupied at first right now by Carter Jensen. 1-2 pitch, and Collins will lift this up down the third baseline. It might be playable for Tyler Miller as he comes on in and drops the baseball. Tough play for Miller. He came all the way down the third baseline, pretty much right by the warning track where the on-deck circle is for the Salem Red Sox. But it hit off the bottom of his glove and popped out, and the at-bat for Dale Collins stays alive with a 1-2 pitch coming up. Last night, the Salem Red Sox, Fireflies, in the 10-5 fashion, clinching the series, and the 1-2 pitch misses low for ball number two. Most runs of the Red Sox have put up this series. 2-2 pitch, and Collins with his right side of the infield. It's fielded by Bonassi. Had a little bit of a bobble, but makes the throw to Cavadas in time at first to get through the first inning with the third out of the frame. So Columbia gets a base runner with the Carter Jensen walk, but that's all that the Fireflies pretty much did here in the top half of the first inning. We'll get our first look at the Salem Red Sox offense when we come back here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the first inning coming up for the Salem Red Sox and their first look at the offense today. It's a 0-0 score between the Fireflies and the Red Sox. So let's get you that lineup today for Salem. Brayer Bonassi will be in the leadoff spot today. He's the second baseman wearing number 19, followed by the center fielder in number 27, Phillip Sykes. Shortstop number 10, Marcelo Meyer bats third, as the catcher number 11, Nathan Hickey, bats the cleanup spot. The designated hitter number 24, Blaze Jordan, bats fifth. The first baseman number 12, Nico Cavada. Number 14, Tyler Miller, bats seventh. And the last two in the order, right fielder number 16, Carson Simas, and left fielder number 44, Darryl Balin. First pitch on the way to Bonassi, and he sends his out to the left center gap, and coming over to his left to make the grab is Darryl Collins. One pitch and one out for today's starter for Columbia, number 51, Frank Mazzucato. He's making his first start of the series for the Columbia Fireflies. And one pitch, one out. Can't get too upset about that efficiency right there. An 0-1 pitcher on the season. And he fires a strike on the outside edge to Phillip Sykes, the center fielder. With that 0-1 record, he's an ERA of a 9.45. It's his fourth start of the year. And the 0-1 pitch misses inside for ball number one. Hasn't had much work on the rubber this season, though, when you look at the innings. 6 2/3 with 7 hits and 7 earns around. As the 1-1 pitch is sent down the first base side and into the seats, the count now reads 1-2. He's walked 8 batters and has struck out 6, and opponents hit 280 against the lefty pitcher for the Fireflies. 1-2 pitch, and Sykes swings and misses for strike number 3. Actually was grazed off the barrel of Phillip Sykes into the glove of Carter Jensen, but it's the same result. It's a strikeout for Mazzucato in the second out of the inning. 0-0 Salem and Columbia. You're in the first inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark as Marcelo Meyer comes to the plate. Here comes the first pitch of the at-bat to Meyer, and it misses low and inside for ball number one. Giving you the defensive alignment now of the Fireflies, Collins out in left field, Pena out in center, and Cameron Rio out in right field. The 1-0 pitch falls into the zone for strike number one, and the count now reads 1-1. Even pitch now to Meyer, and an off-speed that stayed upstairs to make it 2-1. Valdez at third base, Vasquez at shortstop, and the right side of the infield is Rivera at second, and Hawkes at first. A 2-1 is inside and low for ball number three. 90-mile-per-hour fastball from Masakado. Carter Jensen behind the dish. 3-1 pitch, and Meyer will get the green light as he sends his out to left center field. Moving on back is Pena, and he makes the grab for the third out of the inning. So, Masakado with an excellent start for Columbia. He retires the side in the bottom of the first inning, and through one inning of play here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, we are scoreless between the Salem Red Sox and the Columbia Fireflies. Up next, it's 5-6-7 of the order for the Fireflies. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. It is the second inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, a 0-0 score between the Columbia Fireflies and the Salem Red Sox. And Brian Mata coming out for another inning of work here in the top of the second. That was his first inning of pitching in minor league baseball on the top of the first since 2019, but he looked pretty solid in the frame. He only walked one batter in Carter Jensen, and he got the other three out through a pop-up and then a pair of groundouts to Brainer Bonassi. So Ruben Jaquez will start things off here in the second, followed by Eric Pena and Enrique Valdez. Pitcher versus the left-handed batter to get the second going, and the first pitch Jaquez sees, he fouls into the net behind the plate for strike number one. So Columbia sits 21 and a half games back of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans of the Carolina League South Division as Jaquez swings on the high heat and foul tips it into the glove of Hickey for strike number two. They sit 14-35 and they trail the leaders of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 35-13 this season. 0-2 pitch, and Jaquez swings and misses, and Brian Mata has his first strikeout of the 2022 calendar year, and he gets Ruben Jaquez swinging for the first out of the second. So one away in the top of the second, 0-0 is our score between Salem and Columbia. And now we'll see Eric Pena, another left-handed batter, step in and swings at the first pitch, and he misses for strike number one. Salem Red Sox today almost wearing the exact same uniform they did last night with the white jersey and the red lettering and numbering through the front and the back, as well as the white baseball pants, as Pena takes the first pitch low, or should I say, the first ball low, to make the count 1-1. Here's the even count pitch, and Pena will chop that foul down the first baseline and heads into the dugout to make the count 1-2. The only difference today for the Salem Red Sox is they're wearing the Beer Monger's cap. Yeah, it is Saturday, but they are bringing out the Beer Monger's cap. The 1-2 pitch to Pena, and that goes directly back into the screen off the foul tip. Meanwhile, the Columbian Fireflies wearing their more dark blue jerseys today with the almost neon yellowish logo in the front and the neon yellowish numbering in the back. Alongside that jersey is the gray baseball pants. 1-2 pitch, and it goes low for ball number two. Good block by Hickey, but the base paths are clear here in the top of the second. A slight breeze at the ballpark coming in from center field might affect some of the distance on the swings today. 2-2 pitch, and Mata misses low and away at 92 for ball number three. So payoff, these batters have to go 325 to the right field corner, 325 to the left field corner, and 401 to straightaway center. Here's the payoff pitch, and it goes upstairs for ball four, and Eric Pena has a one-out walk here in the top of the second. So the Fireflies pick up their first base runner of the inning. It is the center fielder Eric Pena and Enrique Valdez will step to the plate. This is a very left-handed part of the order for the Fireflies, even dating back to Carter Jensen. As the first pitch goes low and inside for ball number one, you have Jensen and Collins who batted in the first, both left-handed batters, and then Ruben Jaquez, Eric Pena, now Enrique Valdez coming to the plate. Man on deck, Gary Camonrio, is a right-handed batter, though. So a 1-0 pitch is away, and time is called as Mata balked. So Pena moves from first to second, and the Columbia center fielder is the first base runner in scoring position on the night. So the count stays 1-0. The balk was called by the base path umpire of Charlie Welling. And now time is called as Jalen Goodman points out to Charlie Welling. And now Goodman will take off the mask and talk with Charlie Welling. Well, the clock out there at center field hit triple zeros. And now they're going to have a conversation after the balk. That wasn't fair for Mata to work with the pitch clock when there was a conversation between Charlie Welling and Luke Mons from a great deal of distance. So he will not face an infraction. The count will stay 1-0. Mata steps in and delivers, showing bunt as Valdez, and he pulls back on a pitch high and in for ball number two. Two-oh count to number seven batter in the Fireflies order of Valdez. Pitches away, and that's high for ball number three, and the count now reads 3-0 to Valdez. Had a double last night, did not reach base safely again, a 1-4 night, had a pair of strikeouts too. And the 3-0 pitch is in the zone for strike number one. Just caught the upper lip as Valdez started a gesture towards tossing the bat towards the dugout of the Fireflies, but the at-bat continues. Hitter's pitch coming up, 3-1. Mata fires away, and it's swung on and missed for strike number two. So Mata recovering with back-to-back strikes, and now another payoff pitch. Both walks that's been assessed already by Brian Mata came on 3-2 pitches. He fires away, and it's put into play. Slow roll ground to the right side, and it gets under Bonassi's glove out towards right field. Pena turns at third and scores, and the Columbia Fireflies strike first in Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the Fireflies 1, it is the Red Sox 0 in the top of the second. And a Brian Bonassi error drives in the first run of the game. And Valdez gets the first. And now Nick Green will come out to talk with Brian Mata and Nathan Hickey. Well, fans still filing in here at the ballpark. A great showing today on this wonderful evening. As we mentioned, those partly cloudy skies sitting around those low 80s mark. We'll probably dip into the high to mid 70s as the game goes along. But also another big thing today, it is transportation night at the ballpark. A free Muggsy bobblehead today. Very cute bobblehead, I have to admit. Muggsy, the team mascot, wearing a conductor suit. And the conductor hat has an S on it, like one of the ball caps. And wearing these overalls and standing and helping directing railroad traffic with the cross light behind him. Roanoke, a big railroad town, celebrating transportation night tonight as this first pitch on the way to Gary Camonrio. Railroads were a big part of Roanoke's early history back in the 1800s and still today taught at school, as that's how I remembered it, as the 0-1 pitch is swung on a miss for strike number two. All the way back to around the fourth grade, I think. About how this city had its railroads and how it grew to the city that it is today. The 0-2 pitch of Camonrio is low as Nathan Honke makes a great block as he drops to his knees. But the count goes to 1-2. Gary Camonrio returning to the lineup today for the Fireflies after sitting out last night's game. Bats 8th in the order and returns out to right field. That's a 0 7-9 this season. The runner takes off on the 1-2. It's struck on missed. So the strikeout for Brian Mata is made for the second punch out of the inning, but the throw down to second is not in time. And Enrique Valdez moves into scoring position, and Gary Camarillo goes down swinging for the second out of the second. So now the number 9 hitter in the Fireflies order of Joshua Rivera will come to the plate. Columbia leads 1-0 over Salem after a Brayer Bonassi error scored Eric Pena from second. Now Valdez stands in scoring position. First pitch on the way to Rivera. It's in the zone for strike number 1. 96-mile-per-hour fastball for Mata gets the at-bat going. Well, speed does not look to be the problem for Brian Mata as the 0-1 is away. Check swing by Rivera, and Jalen Goodman said he went. And the count will go to 0-2. Rivera had a single last night for the Fireflies, got the offense rolling. And that fifth 0-2 pitch, and Rivera locked up, but the pitch is inside for ball number 1. For one moment, Rivera started to look like to begin the swing. Thought I got him looking for strike number 3, but he lives to see another pitch. 1-2. Mata kicks away, and that's chopped down the third baseline and foul. And we'll redo the 1-2 pitch. So Valdez at second base after reached safely on an error. And then he stole towards second as Gary Camarillo struck out swinging. Rivera has an opportunity picking up his 7th RBI of the year. 1-2 pitch, and Rivera will send this down the first baseline. It's hooking foul and into the grand general admission seating down that right field line. So a good battle right now from Joshua Rivera. I mean, his first appearance in the series last night for the Fireflies. Returns to the order today in the same spot. 1-2 pitch, Rivera, hard hit ball to Meyer, and he gloves it in midair for out number 3. Great play by the Salem shortstop to get out of the inning, but the other middle infielder and Brayer Bonassi costing the Salem Red Sox their first run of the game as it squeezed underneath the glove out towards right field to score Eric Pena from second to give the Columbia Fireflies the 1-0 lead. How will the Salem Red Sox respond the bottom of the second? Well, the middle of the order is coming up with Nathan Hickey, Blaze Jordan, and Nico Cavadas. That's next on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, bottom of the second inning, and the score reads Columbia 1, Salem 0, as the Fireflies strike first again in this week. They've done so the last two nights, but the Salem Red Sox have found a way to get back in the game. We'll see what it does here on this Saturday night as Nathan Hickey is at the plate and takes the first pitch on the bottom outside for ball number 1. 1-0 pitch to Hickey, and he will swing and foul tip this into the netting behind the plate. And Nathan Hickey had an incredible night last night for the Salem Red Sox. He had a bases-clearing double to give the Red Sox a lead in the bottom of the 6 as the 1-1 pitch is fouled off by Hickey in pretty much the same spot for strike number 2. He got on base in each 5 plate appearances he had, 3 hits, 2 walks, 1-2 pitch to Hickey, and the breaking ball gets him looking for strike number three. It's the second punch out of the night for Mazzucato, and it starts off this bottom of the second here at Salem. So one down for the Fireflies lefty, and Mazzucato, who has had a great start for the Fireflies in his fourth start this season, and now will face the designated hitter, Blaze Jordan. First pitch is an off-speed that just missed above the zone for ball number one. Not the greatest night last night from Jordan as he takes the 1-0 pitch inside for ball number two. But he did drive in a run in the seventh, a sacrifice fly. He did also walk back in the fifth last night. But on the 2-0 pitch, he sends his out towards left field. And Collins makes good work of it as he jogs to his left and secures the baseball for the second out of the inning. And speaking about bringing that power, Nico Cavadez last night was a true power hitter for the Salem Red Sox side. He hit a 6th home run of the season. 7-3 Red Sox. And he takes the first pitch that breaks into zone for strike number one. Got to mention this about Nico Cavadez as well. And the moment was happening so fast that I totally forgot to see where the ball actually really flew over as he takes the 0-1 pitch for ball number one. But it flew over the row furniture sign out in left center field. And when that happens, a lucky fan gets free furniture. So one lucky fan was able to get free furniture from Rowe Furniture yesterday. As the 1-1 pitch is fouled down the third base line and out of play to make the count 1-2. First time that's happened this season. So whoever that fan was, very grateful for Nico Cavadez. 1-2 pitch, and this will be a slow roller down the first base line that will chop foul and stay at 1-2. But think about that, right? You think to yourself, I'm going to go out to the ball game today, you know, watch the Salem Red Sox. They've been pretty good as of late. And you leave with some free furniture? Great night as the 1-2 pitch breaks low for ball number two, and that will even up the count. But for Cavadez, that was back-to-back nights with home runs for the Salem Red Sox. Catching up to Tyler Miller, who has 7 and leads all Red Sox, but he will go down swinging as he foul tips the baseball into the glove of Carter Jensen for the third strike. Well, another 1-2-3 inning from Mazzucato of the Columbian Fireflies. He's dealing through two here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We're going to go into the third here at Carilion Clinic Field. It's the Salem Red Sox 0. It is the Columbian Fireflies 1 as the Red Sox will make their first call to the bullpen today. We'll see who it is and we'll give you that name and information when we get back here on MILB.TV. We welcome back to Salem, Virginia. Top of the third inning, the Fireflies lead the Red Sox 1-0. And Brian Mata's day has come to an end, and Osvaldo De La Rosa's has begun. He will start off against the top of the order in Rivertown. We'll see Daniel Vasquez and Carter Jensen in this inning as well. De La Rosa's first pitch down the middle for strike number one. A 4-1 record this year for De La Rosa, who has made his 14th appearance of the season here today. He has one start for the Red Sox, and on the 0-1, Town will send this down the right field line. It will fall for a base hit. Rolls all the way to the wall. Seamus picks it up at the track. He throws it to the cutoff man at Bonassi, and Rivertown is into second with a stand-up leadoff double for the Columbia Fireflies. First base hit of the day for either side. It comes here in the top of the third with nobody away. And for Brian Mata, it's a pretty good day of pitching in his first rehab start. He didn't give up any hits. He gave up that one run, but it was not earned as Bonassi committed the error on that scoring play, walked two batters, and he struck out two as well. But De La Rosa's afternoon, or should I say evening, off to the greatest start with the leadoff double, but now he fires a first one for strike number one. Vasquez is 0-1 today, grounded out to Bonassi back in the first inning. And speaking about Bonassi, just hovering over second base, where Rivertown is standing after that double. 0-1 pitch, and Vasquez fouls it off the barrel into the netting behind the plate, and the count goes to 0-2. So top of the third inning, the Fireflies striking first, back in the top of the second, and looking to add a few more to their name, as Rivertown once again comes through with an extra base hit. Great power that number 15 has had this series as the 0-2 pitch goes low and away for ball number one. Feels like every game, Town has found a way to find an extra base hit. Finding those gaps have been truly special for Town, and that right field line has been a great friend of his. And he hit there in the top of the third. 1-2 pitch is low and away once again, and the count's even at 2-2. A little bit more on De La Rosa, 21 and one-thirds innings pitch underneath his belt, allowing 25 hits and 16 earned runs, walking 10 and striking out 19. Opponents, though, do hit .298 against De La Rosa. Looking to try to bring that number down a little bit today. 2-2 pitch, and it misses just low on the outside again for ball number three. Went with the fastball in 93. But just hasn't been able to find that third strike just yet. It started off an 0-2 count to Vasquez. Three straight pitches missing low and away. We'll see what De La Rosa decides to do here on the payoff delivery. He steps and fires, and it got Vasquez looking on the outside edge for strike number three. A 92-mile-per-hour fastball sends Vasquez to the dugout, and he gets the first out of the inning for the Salem Red Sox. And now a very dangerous part of the order coming up for the Fireflies. As we mentioned, Town has been a great batter so far this series. But these two have been great as well. Carter Jensen and Daryl Collins coming to the plate with one out in the top of the third. The second, as De La Rosa fires the first pitch low of the zone for ball number one. 94-mile-per-hour heater from number 45 of the Red Sox. Jensen doesn't have an official at-bat today as he walked back in the first. And De La Rosa's 1-0 delivery misses low for ball number two. Tonight's Fireflies catcher did not play in last night's game. He comes back today, made a little impact early on with the walk. See if he can drive in a run. 2-0 pitch, and Jensen will pop this up out towards left field. More of shallow left as Marcelo Meyer will work out, call off Balin, and make the grab for out number two. No tag up there from Rivertown, as there was no feasible shot at him getting the third base with Meyer standing oh so close to the bag. But that is two straight outs for De La Rosa and the Red Sox defense, and Daryl Collins will come to the plate. Grounded out to Bonassi back in the first, which ended the inning for the Fireflies offense. Looks to avoid ending another inning for Columbia. And De La Rosa fires the first pitch low and away for ball number one. Collins hitting cleanup today for the Fireflies. Bat third in the order yesterday. But worthy of the cleanup spot today, as we mentioned, that 3-of-4 day. Two singles, a double, and a sacrifice fly. 1-0 pitch, and Collins will lift this up to the right center field. It is playable for the Salem defense as Phillip Sykes will come in and call everyone off to make the grab for out number three. Well, it was a scary start to the top of the third after Rivertown doubled down the right field line, but De La Rosa and the Red Sox coped together, and they figured out how to get out of the frame with three straight outs. It stays Columbia 1, it's Salem 0. We work to the bottom of the third here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem, Virginia. The Red Sox trail the Fireflies 1-0 in the bottom of the third. It's the bottom three of the order coming up for the Salem Red Sox as they're going to get their first look at the plate tonight, and especially against Frank Mozzicato, who has pitched excellent so far for the Columbia Fireflies as he fires a first pitch low and away for ball number one. Tyler Miller at the plate for this lefty-lefty matchup, and the 1-0 pitch goes upstairs. The appeal down the first baseline to Charlie Welling said he did not go through on the check swing. So the count goes to 2-0. As mentioned, Miller, the home run leader of the Salem Red Sox with 7 on the year, and he takes the 2-0 pitch low for ball three. Well, Salem has yet to get a base runner today, but it's trending in a good direction as Miller has a 3-0 count. But Mozzicato finds his first strike power off speed on the outside half. Here's the hitter's pitch to Miller. Fires away, and Miller fouls it into the screen behind the plate, and now the count will run full. We'll also see Carson Simas and Darryl Bailyn in this bottom of the third inning. And here's the 3-2. And it gets him looking on the outside edge for strike number three. What a recovery for Mozzicato, fires three balls and then comes back with three straight strikes to get his third punch out of the game. And that starts off the bottom of the third with one away. So Sima's at the plate, and first pitch he sees, he'll foul into the netting. Remember, slow start for the Red Sox yesterday as they did not score any runs in the first four half innings. They only got two hits, but then they exploded and ended up with 10 on the night. The 0-1 pitch is a curveball that stays upstairs to even it up at 1-1. Even count all the way to Simas. The pitch is away, and it's just inside, but missing the zone for ball two. Simas having to avoid on that fastball. As Mozzicato fires the 2-1, Simas sends his opposite way. Blooper goes foul. From our angle, it looked like it might have fallen in shallow right field along that right field line, but it gets out of play, and the count will be even for Simas at 2-2. Red Sox looking to try to come back from this 1-0 deficit, the 2-2 pitch, and Simas with another foul ball. This one hits the screen behind the plate to even up at 2-2. Darryl Bailyn on deck looking for his first hit of 2022 for Salem. Batted eighth in the order yesterday, drops down to 9. 2-2 pitch to Simas, and he fouls it into the netting again. So we'll stay at 2-2. Cotto and Simas is on. Three straight foul balls with a 2-2 count. Here is the other 2-2 pitch, and this one goes upstairs for ball three. Another full count coming up for a Salem Red Sox batter. Mazzucato was able to get the strikeout on Tyler Miller. Let's see what he does this time around. 3-2 pitch. He sends this up down the right field line, but will fade out of play. Right over by the snack shack down the right field line. Great battle here from the Salem right fielder. Let's see if it pays off on the 3-2 pitch. And it gets him looking for strike number three, the 90-mile-per-hour fastball right on that lower half. And back-to-back strikeouts looking. Get this third inning really underway. And Mazzucato just find two excellent pitches on two separate 3-2 counts. Or two away in the bottom of the third. And now Darryl Bailen at the plate. First pitch to Mazzucato is a breaking ball that just goes inside and misses for ball number one. Bailen out in left field for the first time this series. We'll watch the 1-0 pitch go in the zone for strike number one. And mentioning about Mazzucato, I mean, what pace this pitcher has. There was 10 seconds left on the pitch clock when he wind up, and Bailen rips one out to left field, but Collins makes a diving grab to make sure that Bailen does not get his first hit of 2022. And nine up, nine down. That's what it has been so far for Frank Mazzucato for the Colombian Fireflies. And it stays Fireflies 1, Red Sox 0. We move to the fourth inning here on MILB.TV. It's the top of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Fireflies lead the Red Sox 1-0. And leading off this fourth inning, it is Ruben Jaquez. Takes the first pitch for ball number one as a miss on the outside edge. Salem has been quiet offensively as Jaquez drives the 1-0 pitch deep out towards right field. Simas at the track, and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Simas worked all the way out there to the wall right by the Blue Eagle Credit Union sign. Almost took a little tumble, but stayed on his 2 feet and made the grab for the first out of the inning. Well, Jaquez's night turns to 0-2 after he struck out swinging back in the second. And now Eric Pena will come to the plate. He walked back in the second, and he's the lone run of the game so far. First pitch, Pena will go through on the swing, and he will miss for strike number one as the pitch went a little low on Nathan Hickey. A little bit of pain, but was able to get right back down in his crouching formation behind the plate. 0-1 pitch to Pena. De La Rosa fires away. Strike right down the middle to make the count 0-2. So De La Rosa, rough start to the third, but was able to recover. He gave the double to Rivertown, but he has retired four straight Fireflies batters. He might have number five as well, as De La Rosa will step off the rubber, but Jalen Gooman points to the clock and he notices that De La Rosa didn't get into the windup in time, and the count turns to 1-2. So here's the 1-2 pitch to Pena, and goes high and inside for ball number two. And I think that's where it really gets him the most, as Hickey will come out and make a mound visit with this pitcher and De La Rosa. You have that 0-2 count. You're feeling really comfortable at those first two pitches, and then all of a sudden you have to get into that 1-2 set. Because on 0-2, you can pretty much use anything you want to try to get that third strike. You can try to go off speed into the dirt, and you try to go fastball, and then you kind of look at it now and you say, okay, 1-2 pitch. I want to make sure I stay ahead on the count, so what can I find to get the batter going? But didn't go there on that 1-2. So now the 2-2 pitch, and Pena goes on the check swing and misses for strike number three, the second punch out of the night for De La Rosa, and two away in the top of the fourth. Fireflies lead the Red Sox 1-0 on this Saturday night. Andy Losi here in the Salem Red Sox broadcast booth. Thank you so much for tuning in with us on your Saturday night. As now coming to the plate is Valdez, a slow roll down the first base side, and miscommunication between who was going to pick up that baseball, and ended up not being De La Rosa or Hickey. And that count will turn into a Valdez infield single. So crazy play there. As I have a correction to make, actually, Gabriel Jackson now in the game. As a grounder goes right up to Jackson, makes a great play of it, and throws it to first in time for the third out of the inning. So it's actually Jackson who was out on the mound. Apologies about that one. He gives up an infield single to Valdez, but is able to get out of the inning with the ground out right back up his way off the bat of Cameron Rio. So we go into the bottom of the fourth. It is Columbia 1. It is Salem 0. Here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, you are listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. We're into the bottom of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and I just want to give my apologies out to Gabriel Jackson. He came in and started the pitch in the fourth, and they replaced Osvaldo De La Rosa. Pretty good inning pitched for Jackson, who was originally slated to get the start tonight. The bottom of the fourth, Mazzucato still in for the Fireflies. He fires a first pitch strike on the way to Bonazzi, and then follows it up with a curveball upstairs for ball number one. So one ball and one strike, as Mazzucato fires away, and this one goes up and away for ball number two. Well, Salem is looking for their first base runner of the game here in the bottom of the fourth inning. A perfect run through from Mazzucato through the first three innings of play. And the 2-1 pitch goes upstairs for ball number three. Four strikeouts through first time of the order. And now the 3-1 pitcher, Mazzucato, is fouled off by Bonassi and into the screen behind the plate for strike number two. But really wasn't expecting this kind of pitching here from Mazzucato, as you read the stat line early on. Has struggled a bit this season for the Fireflies, but he's in a groove right now. 3-2 pitch, Bonassi, hard hit ball to the left side of the infield. It's scooped by Vasquez. He makes a step in, and the throw is in time to Jaquez at first to lead off this fourth inning with one out. That is the first time the infield of the Fireflies has been tested today, because with those four strikeouts, the other instances, or should I say this, it was actually five strikeouts, four pop-ups, first time through. Phillip Sykes was the first Red Sox to go down swinging today, back in the first, and he'll take the first pitch upstairs for ball number one. And then the 1-0 goes low and inside for ball number two. Well, sometimes you throw in a left-handed pitcher against a majority left-handed lineup, some good things can happen, as Sykes does not go through on the check swing, I believe, but it was in the zone for strike number one, a breaking ball that just came right back underneath. Sykes thought for a moment that Jalen Goodman said he went, and now the 2-1 pitch is a rocket to the third base dugout. But no one seems to be hurt on the play, and Luke Monts made an incredible grab and gives the fan a souvenir. 2-2 pitch on the way to Sykes. Masicado fires away. So another full count coming up, and this is where Masicado has looked golden. Find these third strikes. 3-2 pitch, and Sykes chopper down the third base line. It will go foul and roll all the way down by the Salem Red Sox bullpen. So it looks as if Alexander Montero seems to go out to left field warning track to try to retrieve the baseball, and the Red Sox have their first base runner of the game on a pitch up and inside for ball number four. Phillip Sykes picks up a free pass with one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Fireflies lead 1-0 over the Red Sox, and Marcelo Meyer comes to the plate for Salem. Last time up, he popped out to the center fielder of Eric Pena. And watch out to see what Phillip Sykes does on the base path as Meyer takes the first pitch upstairs for ball number one. Sykes had a lot of free passes yesterday, four to be exact. And now John Habian will come out to talk with his pitcher in Masicado, as well as the catcher of Carter Jensen. Bottom of the fourth inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Columbian Fireflies lead the Salem Red Sox by the score of 1-0. And with this little break in the action, I think this is a good time to get you guys all caught up on some scores around the Carolina League. So between Charleston and Down East, that game is in the top of the sixth inning between the River Dogs and the Ducks, and Down East is playing pretty good right now. They're up 5-0 on Charleston. As we mentioned, Down East been red hot as of late, winning 7 of their last 10. Right now, they sit 4.5 games back of the Lynchburg Killcats. The 1-0 pitch to Meyer goes low and out. Make the count 2-0. So Sykes at first base. He won't go on a 2-0 that goes low for ball number three. Count is 3-0 to Marcelo Meyer. Good position to be at for the Salem number three hitter. And Masicado steps in and fires, and the pitch misses away for ball number four. So a four-pitch walk to Marcelo Meyer brings back-to-back walks up for the Salem Red Sox. And now Nathan Hickey will come to the plate with runners on first and second with one away here in the bottom of the fourth. And I do not think that Frank Masicado will live to see the next at-bat for Nathan Hickey, as Tony Pena Jr. will walk out and take the ball from Frank Masicado. Great start for the Columbian Firefly left-handed pitcher, but it's time for the Fireflies to go to the bullpen, as we will see Phillip Sykes at second base, Marcelo Meyer at first, and Nathan Hickey coming to the plate as the Red Sox trail 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. One out away on MILB.TV. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the fourth inning, and the Red Sox are in business as they trail the Fireflies 1-0. Sykes at second base, Meyer at first. Nathan Hickey at the plate as Ben Wierski comes to the plate. An 0-1 record on the season with a 2.53 ERA. It's his fifth appearance for the Fireflies. First pitch to Hickey is a chopper that will go foul down the first base line to make the count 0-1. 10 2/3 innings pitched on the season for Wierski. 11 hits allowed, 3 earned runs allowed. And now an 0-1 pitch coming up. Wierski takes a look at Sykes, fires away. Hickey will pop this up towards right field. Moving back to the wall is going to be Cameron Rio, and he makes the catch. Sykes tags at second. Marcelo moves back to first. Runners on the corners, and a few feet away from Nathan Hickey, giving the Salem Red Sox the lead. But just a few feet in the direction of the Fireflies' favor, we'll put two outs on the board, and Blaze Jordan will come up to the plate. Here's an insane stat about what I've seen about Ben Wierski. 2 walks allowed, 15 strikeouts. That's a pretty impressive ratio. But a .250 batting average. So if it seems as if he has control of the at-bat, he's able to get away through. As Meyer takes, runner comes home, Sykes slides in. Oh, yeah! Sykes slides in safe, and the Salem Red Sox have tied it up 1-1 with the Columbia Fireflies. Meyer took a leap off towards second. He got in safe. The shortstop of Vasquez then decided to take a throw towards home, and Sykes took off and got in underneath the tag made by Jensen. So the Red Sox erased that one-run deficit, and it's now even at 1-1. Maybe Blaze Jordan has an opportunity of getting away through. 1-1 pitch goes low for ball number 2. And Ben Wierski trying to get out of this frame and hoping that it only stays at a 1-1 ball game. Due away now as Jordan will watch the 2-1 pitch go upstairs for ball number 3. And a hitter's pitch coming up for Jordan. Jordan is 0-1 today. He popped up towards the left fielder of Darryl Collins last time up. And now here's the 3-1, and it goes low for ball number 4. So Wierski walks Blaze Jordan, and we're right back to a similar situation that we were when we came back from the break. Runners on first and second with 2 outs, and Nico Cavades coming to the plate. Jensen communicating with the Fireflies infield, making sure that everyone's on the same page in case a ground ball were to occur with 2 outs here in the bottom of the 4th. Wierski will step in and fire to Cavades, and it catches the bottom outside corner for strike number 1. 26 RBIs on the season for Nico Cavades, and has a chance for 20. Most likely score Marcelo Meyer from second. An 0-1 pitch to Cavades, and this is ripped out towards right field. It falls for a base hit. Meyer at third. He turns towards home, and he scores, giving the Salem Red Sox the lead. Cavades dives back into first after a big turn at the bag. He gets in safe. Blaze Jordan gets a third, and the Red Sox lead 2-1 over the Fireflies. Well, there is RBI number 27 for Nico Cavades. It's also the first base hit of the game for Salem. And it came at a big time as the Red Sox fight back from another early hole that they dug themselves into after Columbia comes through in the early going. So we stay with 2 outs here in the bottom of the 4th. Runners on the corners with Jordan at third, Cavades at first, and Tyler Miller comes to the plate. Struck out looking back in the 3rd, and he takes the first pitch low for ball number 1. So after Sykes scored, On a stolen base attempt from Marcelo Meyer, he took a delayed steal towards home and even things up, and Cavadas gives Salem their first lead with the single. Now Miller pops it up deep to left field. Collins backpedaling and gets underneath of it to make the catch for out number three. But the Salem Red Sox take their first lead of the game. Thank you for Nico Cavadas. A single down the right field line gives Salem a 2-1 lead over Columbia. We move to the fifth here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the fifth inning as Gabriel Jackson coming out for another inning of work. 9-1-2 due up here in the top of the fifth as the first pitch thrown from Jackson catches the lower inside edge of the zone for strike number one. Rivera is an 0-1 night lined out to Marcelo Meyer back in the second. 0-1 pitch, Rivera chopper to the left side. It gets what? Right back to Marcelo Meyer. He takes a step in and throws to Cavadas in time to first to get out number one of the inning. So we flip the scorecard back up to the top of the order. Rivertown, Daniel Vasquez will bat in the inning. And Rivertown, his last time up, doubled down the right field line. It was the first base hit for the Fireflies. And another extra base hit for Columbia. First pitch on the way to town. It's a chopper that goes down the first baseline. Foul. Bring the count to 0-1. Speaking about extra base hits, fun fact, Salem Red Sox lead all the Carolina League with doubles with 102. That was our fun fact on the big whiteboard at the concourse when you walked into the ballpark today. As the 0-1 pitch goes in the zone for strike number two, Edison Paulino, Nico Cavadas, Blaze George, and all the Carolina League. The 0-2 pitch to town is fouled off to keep it at 0-2. So 1-2 day for Rivertown. Looking to try to go 2-3 and be the first base runner of the inning for Columbia. And he drives an 0-2 pitch deep out towards right field. Simas at the wall, jumping up and making the grab. What a catch from Carson Simas. He climbed the ladder and made the grab, falling away from his body. And he was able to avoid a scary collision with the Virginia Western sign out in right field. So second out of the frame as Salem leads 2-1 over Columbia as Daniel Vasquez now steps to the plate. 0-2 day for the number two batter in the Columbia order. First pitch was inside for ball number one, but Jackson follows it up with a breaking ball that's in the zone, or is in the zone for strike number one. Scoreboard brings it 2-0, but it's a 1-1 pitch, and that misses low for ball number two. Vasquez grounded out to Bonassi back in the first and then went down looking back in the third. 2-1 pitch. Vasquez chopper on the left side. Scooped up by Miller. Takes a step in and makes a perfect throw to Nico Cavadas to make it a 1-2-3 inning for Gabriel Jackson and the Salem Red Sox. Red Sox join a 2-1 lead over the Fireflies after a two-run fourth. Do they have something up their sleeves here in the fifth? We'll find out when we get back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. You are listening to MILB.TV. We have reached the halfway mark in tonight's action between the Salem Red Sox and the Columbia Fireflies. Red Sox lead 2-1 over the Fireflies here in the bottom of the fifth. And the first pitch Carson Cima sees, he fouls it down the right field line and out of play for strike number one. 8-9-1 is due up for Salem in the bottom of the fifth. We'll see Cimas, Balin, and then top of the order with Brayer Bonassi. Time is called here by Wareski. And actually, time is not called. He was requesting for it, but Jalen Goodman said that he waited too long to get into the lineup, so the count's even at 1-1. Now Wareski steps in for the 1-1, and Cimas, a can of corn down the right field line. Could be playable for Haquez, and he makes a catch right out by the tarp down the right field line in warning track for out number one. Well, that was a fortunate play for Haquez as he was able to enjoy the shade as he comes down with the first out of the inning. Remember, we get the earliest start here on Saturday and even earlier start on Sundays, 1 hour earlier today than what we usually have, the 7:05 p.m. starts. So Haquez benefit as now Darryl Balin steps to the plate, and the first pitch he sees goes up and away for ball number one. 0-1 night for Balin. Hit a great baseball back in the third inning out towards left field, but Collins has made a better defensive play at sliding in and making the catch. But Balin swings through on the 1-0 pitch and misses to make the count 1-1. So an even count with one away. Wareski steps in and delivers, and Balin swings and misses for strike number two. Speaking about that shade, it's starting to creep its way into fair territory now. Haquez is pretty much the only one that has the benefit, and even our catchers, Carter Jensen behind the plate, but not as big of an issue for him, as the 1-2 is fouled off by Balin as it rolls towards the backstop and will stay at a 1-2 count. 2-1 Salem lead Columbia after a 2-run bottom of the fourth, give the Red Sox their first lead of the night. Now here's the 1-2 pitch. Wareski steps in, fires away, and Balin swings and misses for strike number three, and Wareski has his first strikeout of the day, two away here in the bottom of the fifth. So back to the top of the order we go. Brayer Bonassi coming to the plate. He led off the fourth inning, grounded out towards the shortstop of Vasquez. An 0-2 night, which included a pop-up to Collins in the very first at-bat of the game. First pitch on the way to Bonassi is in the zone for strike number one, a 90-mile-per-hour heater from Wareski, who is trying to have a much better fifth than he did in the fourth. Walked a few batters and gave up that single to Nico Gavades. The 0-1 pitch is located perfectly where he wanted it to, right back in that strike zone at 90 miles per hour again to make it 0-2. Back-to-back fastballs by Wareski. What does he do here on the 0-2? Takes a long look. He now steps and fires away, and it's fouled down the right field line and out of play. He went back with the fastball, a 92-mile-per-hour heater, to try to get Bonassi. But after looking at those last two pitches, Bonassi knew. So another 0-2 count. Wareski steps in and spikes in front of home plate. Good block made by Jensen, but the base paths are clear, so no worry for the Fireflies catcher. And the count will go to 1-2. Bonassi, a 250 hitter on the season for Salem. Doesn't usually get the leadoff spot, but he does today for Salem. And now the 1-2 pitch is low and inside for ball number two. Back-to-back breakers from Wareski, and they both have fallen way short of the strike zone. And Bonassi has not bit the bait. Phillip Sykes is on deck for the Red Sox. Might get to see him here in the fifth, unless Wareski is able to retire the side. It's deuces wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And Bonassi swings and he misses for strike number three. Back-to-back punch-outs to end the fifth inning. Wareski finding his groove to end off the fifth. We move into the sixth inning. It's still Salem 2, Columbia 1 here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, top of the 6th inning. The Red Sox enjoying a slight lead over the Fireflies as it reached 2-1 in the scoreboard. Graham Hoffman is now in the pitch for the Salem Red Sox, which will be the end of the day for Gabriel Jackson. It's the heart of the order for the Fireflies. We got Carter Jensen, Darryl Collins, and Ruben Jaquez all to bat here in the 6th. First pitch from Hoffman goes low of the zone for ball number one. And for Gabriel Jackson, a pretty good two innings of work, only allowing one base hit, no runs, no walks, and striking out one Firefly batter. And Hoffman's able to find the first strike of the day on an 85-mile-per-hour breaker to even the count at 1-1. Hoffman, who wears number 38 for Salem, is an 0-1 record on the season with a 3.86 ERA. It's a sixth appearance of the season, and his 1-1 pitch goes above the letters for ball number two. A little bit more on Graham Hoffman. 4 2/3 innings of work. He's allowed 7 hits, 2 earned runs. And the 2-1 is grounded to the right side. It's fielded by Bonazzi, and the throw to Cavadas is in time for out number one. So Carter Jensen drops to 0-2 of the day. He had that walk back in the first, but he's been retired in back-to-back plate appearances. Hoffman has walked two batters on the season. He has struck out 5 in a key category he wants to drop is that opponent's batting average of a 318. This will be a tough one to get. Darryl Collins at the plate. Check swing misses for strike number one. Collins last night, a big performance for the Fireflies. Not so much for the time being. An 0-2 start for the left fielder. Outfield side, but it will go foul to make the count 0-2. So an 0-2 pitch for Hoffman, looking for that first strikeout of the day. Salem hasn't been able to get one since the fourth when Jackson was in. The 0-2 pitch is low and inside at 86. Made the count 1-2. Salem leads Columbia 2-1 here on this Saturday night in the Carolina League. A beautiful night at the ballpark, and the 1-2 by Collins is ripped foul down the first base line. And we'll redo the 1-2 pitch from Hoffman. Remember, Graham Hoffman and Christopher Troy showed up to the Red Sox at the same time. Both of them have gotten much more experience and looked a little sharper as of late. But the 1-2 pitch from Hoffman goes inside for ball number two. Hoffman stands at 6'3" from Tampa, Florida. Signed as a free agent back in 2020 with the Boston Red Sox organization. It's an even count of 2-2, and Collins will rip this down the first baseline and once again go foul. Every time that Collins takes a hack at it, he seems to be getting closer and closer to getting down fair territory. That one was the closest yet. And we'll see if Nico Cavadas is realizing that and might be on that hot corner down at first. 2-2, and Collins fouls it once again. Always a little bit early on these swings. They're always going down the first baseline. He has grounded out already once today. He did so to bring Bonassi back in the first inning where the Salem second baseman made a great play to Cavadas to end the inning. 2-2 pitch. That's low and inside. Gets past Hickey, but the base paths are clear. So the count will work to 3-2. And now you can see the sun really playing a factor towards the left side of the field. Darryl Balin trying to fight that sunlight with the glove in between pitches. 3-2 pitch, and it goes upstairs for ball four, and Darryl Collins has it as he walks here in the bottom of the six, or top of the six, I should say. He stays 0-2 on the evening, but it does keep the one out on the board for the Fireflies, and now Ruben Jaquez will come to the plate. And this time it's Jaquez not leading off the inning. He did so in the second and the fourth, but here in the sixth, he's got a base runner on with Collins at first. Collins takes off as Jaquez rips this down the right field. Moving back to the wall is Simas, and it's off the wall. Collins got a great jump, and he will round at third. The ball rolls back into play. Cutoff man hits Meyer, sliding into third as Jaquez, and scoring is Darryl Collins. And the Fireflies have knotted it up at two apiece here in the top of the sixth, An RBI triple from Ruben Ihaquez makes it Columbia 2, Salem 2. Well, Ihaquez popped one out towards right field back in the fourth, where Carson Simas was unable to make a play. That time around, Simas moved back to the track, and it ricocheted off the bottom part of the wall as Eric Pena fouls off the first pitch for strike number one. It clanged off here. I heard it all the way from over here. Standing well behind home plate here in the press box, but it rolled out, and it took a little while for Simas to get to the baseball, make a throw into the infield, and Ihaquez slid in for a triple. He now represents the leading run at third, so the Red Sox infield presses in a bit as Pena with the almost of a check swing that he fouls off his right foot will make the count 0-2. So all you're thinking if you're Eric Pena is, I got to put this ball in play. But he's down 0-2 in the count. And Ihaquez stands at third. Hoffman steps in, delivers, and Pena swings and foul tips it into the glove of Hickey for a strike three call. First punch out of the day for Graham Hoffman. It's back-to-back times that Eric Pena, Enrique Valdez will come to the plate. He had a single back in the fourth after he reached safely in the second by an error committed by Brainer Bonassi. First pitch he sees, he will foul into the screen behind the plate for strike number one. So the Red Sox are surely hoping that this is the first time they can retire Enrique Valdez on the day. Because that base runner at third base of Ihaquez could be the difference of a tied game or a Fireflies lead. And Valdez takes a big swing on the 0-1, and he misses for strike two. Hoffman finds the high heater at 94 miles per hour. And quickly, the at-bat goes to 0-2. Hoffman steps and fires away. Valdez held, and the pitch is just above the zone for ball number one. Try to go with a little off-speed, but it just stayed upstairs and never fell in. One ball and two strikes. Hoffman steps in. Valdez puts into play. Slow rolling on the first base side. Fair, but Cavadez scoops in and touches first all by himself to end the top of the sixth inning. But Ruben Ihaquez ties this baseball game up with an RBI triple to score Darryl Collins to make it Columbia 2, Salem 2. We work into the bottom of the sixth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to Carolina League Baseball on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the sixth inning now as the Fireflies use the top half of this inning to tie the baseball game up at two apiece thanks to a Ruben Ihaquez RBI triple. And now for the Salem Red Sox, it will be Phillip Sykes, Marcelo Meyer, and Nathan Hickey all coming to the plate here in the bottom of the sixth. Wareski comes out for another inning of work and delivers a first pitch strike on the way to Phillip Sykes. 0-1 day for the number two man in the Salem Red Sox order. As he struck out his first time up, but walked in the fourth. The 0-1 pitch misses low for ball number one. A little railroad trivia. in between the top and the bottom of the sixth inning here in the middle half, and the contestant got two out of three right. An expert on railroad travel as Sykes sends this out to the left center gap. It falls for a base hit. Rolls to the wall. Sykes at first. He steps on second. He's thinking three. There will be no throw at the base as Sykes slides in for a leadoff triple. First base hit that has gone extra for the Salem Red Sox. And no other than Phillip Sykes, who tripled last night in the seventh, comes through here in the sixth. And just like that, Salem is right back on the doorstep of taking the lead over the Columbia Fireflies with Marcelo Meyer coming to the plate. Well, I think we should just be used to any hit that Phillip Sykes finds in the gap, he's thinking three. Most batters think two. Sykes is always having three in mind. It's on any source of contact that Phillip Sykes comes home on. Marcelo Meyer, first pitch he sees, sends it out to center field. Great catch from Eric Pena in the track, but that will be enough for Phillip Sykes to tag at third and score to give the Salem Red Sox a 3-2 lead. Marcelo Meyer, a smart baseball player, an excellent human being around the clubhouse here in Salem. Sees the very first pitch he gets, and he just sends it out towards center field, and all he needed was some contact, and I think he was a step away or two from having himself an extra base hit in the gap. But Eric Pena, the center fielder, was playing a little bit over to the left side, had to run out to the right center gap and make the grab. Well, that brings up the first out of the inning, but Salem leads 3-2 over Columbia. And now the first pitch by Wierzki falls in the zone for strike number one to Nathan Hickey. An 0-2 day for Hickey, who went down looking in the second, and then popped one up to Cameron Rio out in the fourth. Hickey swings on the 0-1, pops it up just to our left side here at the press box to bring the count to 0-2. So that didn't take long for Salem to find themselves ahead once again. Can they add on a little bit more to their lead, though, as Hickey holds on the 0-2 pitch as it misses low and away for ball number one? Hickey returned to the field today after being the DH last night for the Red Sox. And the 1-2 pitch, and Hickey drives his out towards the right center gap. Pena moving back to the warning track, and he makes the grab for out number two. Excellent speed by Eric Pena once again. He gets there in just enough time to make the second out of the six. It's been some great contact by Salem here in the six. I mean, all three quote-unquote contact hits have been pretty good. Sykes finding the left center gap. Meyer going out deep center. And then Hickey going out deep right center. Those last two, though, were caught for outs. Blaze Jordan at the plate takes the first pitch on the outside for ball number one. Up out towards Collins back in the second. And he walked back in the fourth. Jordan pops up the 1-0 pitch just to our right side down the first baseline. It goes out of play. And the count's 1-1. 3-2 Salem lead over Columbia. Another one-run edge. 1-1 pitch to Jordan, and it stays upstairs for ball number two. Tightly contested game. A one-run lead has been the most that either team has had today. Columbia had a 1-0 lead. Salem had a 2-1 lead, and now Salem with a 3-2 lead. This will be a three-bounce grounder to the backhand side of Vasquez. The throw across the mound is in time for the third out of the inning. But Phillip Sykes gets a big-time triple in the leadoff spot. And then Marcelo Meyer sends him home with a sacrifice pop-up to dead center to get the Salem Red Sox a 3-2 lead over the Columbia Fireflies as we move to the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. We're into the seventh at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the Red Sox lead the Fireflies by the score of 3-2. 8-9-1 is what's set up here in the top of the seventh. Have Gary Camarillo swings on the first pitch, and he misses for strike number one. So here's the 0-1 pitch to Camarillo, and it's in the zone for strike number two. An 0-2 day for Camarillo. Struck out swinging in the second, and then grounded out towards the pitcher of Gabriel Jackson back in the fourth. So here's the 0-2 pitch from Hoffman, and it breaks into the zone for strike three. And Camarillo goes home for the second time today. First time looking, and one away in the top of the seventh. Salem leading 3-2 over Columbia. We'll get you caught up with some of the scores around the Red Sox organization. Good news out of Worcester. A walk-off fashion win over the Syracuse Mets today. An 8-7 win. A wild ending out there in the AAA ball club of the Boston Red Sox organization as Hoffman fires a pitch low for ball number one to Joshua Rivera. An 0-2 day. Hoffman on a check swing grounder right back up to Hoffman. He picks it up, makes a blooper kind of throw over to first, but it gets there in time for the second out of the inning. I mean, talk about back and forth battle to the very end, folks. Syracuse scores one run in the top of the eighth. Worcester gets one in the bottom of the eighth to take the lead, but the Mets get a run in the top of the ninth before the Red Sox get another run in the bottom of the ninth to win it 8-7. Good win for Worcester. They go to 26-27 on the season. Two outs now as River Town steps to the plate. Hard hit ball to the right side of the infield. It gets through for a base hit under Brian Bonassi's glove. And the inning continues with a two-out single for River Town. He now has two hits on the day. Four will come to the plate. Well, Vasquez made an excellent throw to end off the bottom of the six. And let's see what he can do here to keep the inning going in the top of the seventh. So Hoffman takes a deep breath. He steps in and fires away. Vasquez swings and misses for strike number one. It's a doubleheader for the AA ball club today in the Portland Sea Dogs, although the first game did not go too well as the New Hampshire Fisher Cats took down the Sea Dogs 4-0 in game number one. Game number two is underway. 0-0 in the bottom of the first. Pitch goes low for the ball. The appeal down to Charlie Welling said that Vasquez did not go through on the swing, and the counts even have one ball and one strike. So scoreless in the bottom of the first in the AA division, as Portland looks to try to split that doubleheader after they did not play yesterday due to some rain. The check over back at Cavadas at first is not in time as Town slides in safe. An 0-3 day for Daniel Vasquez. The Columbia shortstop has struck out once back in the third and a pair of groundouts in the first and the fifth. Meanwhile, High A Greenfield currently in action right now as Vasquez takes the 1-1 pitch in the zone for strike number two. Now it's another big battle. Greenville and Winston-Salem tied up at two apiece. Their drive sit at 18-31. Need to start getting some wins at that High A division. 1-2 pitch on the way to Vasquez, and it's a low one, but it's a good block by Hickey to keep Town at first. And we'll talk about the whole Red Sox organization. One up with Boston. Good day for them out in Oakland as they take down the Athletics by the score of 8-0. And with that win, it improves them to 26-27. Only about five games back of the third AL wildcard spot as Jalen Goodman calls time. And I believe that the pitch did not get away in time from Graham Hoffman. So the 1-2 count will move to 2-2 off another infraction. And now evens the count. Or now I should say it's actually a 3-2 count. The runner goes on the 3-2 pitch. And the appeal said he did not go through on the swing. And so Daniel Vasquez will be walked to first. Town moves in the second. He was going to get there regardless. There was no throw from Hickey down to second. And now Carter Jensen will come to the plate. So a strong start by Hoffman in the inning with two up, two down. But now the last two batters have gone it on safely for the Fireflies. And Carter Jensen, who is 0-2 on the evening for the Fireflies, looking to come through in a big-time situation with the tying run on second. First pitch on the way to Jensen is low, But a good glove stop by Nathan Hickey to keep the count at 1-0. He walked back in the first inning and popped up to Marcelo Meyer in the third before grounding out to Brainerd Bonazzi back in the sixth. He was in the leadoff spot in that sixth inning at bat. 1-0 pitch to Jensen, and this is rocketed out towards left center field. But looks like it will be staying in the ballpark as Phillip Sykes moves back to the warning track and makes the grab for out number three. A crucial out for Graham Hoffman and the Salem Red Sox as they hold on to this 3-2 lead over the Columbia Fireflies as we move into the seventh inning stretch here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's going to be a tight one to the finish, so make sure to loosen up those muscles right now if you're listening at home. It is Salem 3, it's Columbia 2. Here in the bottom of the seventh, here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the seventh, 6-7-8 due up for the Salem Red Sox as Wareski comes out for another inning of work. A grounder by Cavadez goes foul down the first base line. So we'll see Nico Cavadez, Tyler Miller, and Carson Simas here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Wareski, who has been the first man out of the bullpen for the Fireflies since the impressive start from Mazzucato, has also really found his groove as of late. But he pitches the 0-1 delivery upstairs for ball number one. 1-1 pitch on the way to Cavadez. A big hack and a miss for strike number two. Cavadez was thinking yard on that swing. But it hits the glove of Jensen and the count becomes 1-2. And now Wareski steps in on a pitch inside for ball number two. 2-2 count to get the inning going for Nico Cavadez. A 1-2 night, struck out swinging back in the second, but singled in the fourth. 2-2 pitch to Cavadez. It's away, and this is ripped down the right field line, but it will go foul. Now towards the Little League field, sound in right field, and of course dead center. Cool assembly of three different ballparks put together out here. Two Little Leagues, and of course here the Salem Red Sox home and Salem Memorial Ballpark. The 2-2 is sent out towards left field as Collins will work in and make the catch for the first out of the inning. And that is how Cavadez is retired for the second time today. Pop up to Collins, gets this bottom of the seventh underway as Salem leads 3-2. Tyler Miller is 0-2 today. Struck out looking in the third in the leadoff role, and then he finished off in the bottom of the fourth with a pop-up to Collins. First pitch Miller sees, it's fouled straight back into the netting, and the count is 0-1. Not many hits tonight from either side. Columbia have double the amount of hits that Salem have, and the Fireflies have four, and the Red Sox have two. Opposite field grounder scooped up by Valdez, and the throw is a bullet right into the glove of Jaquez for the second out of the inning. I tell you, that was a sharp throw from Valdez. Did not waste any time with the transfer. Stepped in and delivered a bullet right to the first baseman's glove. So two up, two down in the seventh. And we'll see Carson Simas come to the plate, who looks to get his first on-base appearance of the day. So Wierzki retires the two left-handed batters and now goes against the right-hander Carson Simas, who foul tips the first pitch into the glove of Jensen for strike number one. Well, for a ball club that has struggled with pitching this season with the Fireflies, they're looking really sharp today as Simas will pop up the 0-1 pitch down the right field line and into the seats to bring the count to 0-2. I mean, they brought the lefties today, and they've been pretty lights out so far. Some walks have hurt them at times. The 0-2 pitch goes upstairs for ball number one. The only base hits, we just mentioned Nico Cavadas' single, but it was also Phillip Sykes' triple. Pitch is coming up. Wierzki with a long look into the plate. He now steps and fires to Simas, and this is ripped up the middle, but right into the glove of Pena. He took one step to the left, and he squeezed the ball in the glove for the third out of the inning. Well, Wierzki just retired the side in the bottom of the seventh, and we move into the eighth where the Salem Red Sox lead the Columbian Fireflies 3-2. This nail biter continues to keep on going. A new pitcher for the Salem Red Sox will come in out of the left field bullpen. We'll get you that name information when we come back on MILB.TV. Looking back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, top of the eighth inning, the Salem Red Sox with a slight 3-2 lead over the Columbia Fireflies. As we're going to see a Fireflies part of the order, it is the heart, folks. It is Carter Jensen and it's Ruben Jaquez. Might be the last time that the Fireflies will have these three batters up to the plate, and they're pretty big batters, as the first pitch on the way to Darryl Collins, my apologies, will be sent out towards left center field as Sykes will come over and make the catch. Forgot to write how Jensen was ruled out in the seventh, so I started off one ahead in the inning. It's actually the middle of the order, so we're going to see Darryl Collins, who just popped up, Ruben Jaquez, and Eric Pena. Joey Stock in the pitch now for the Salem Red Sox, which will be the end of the day for Graham Hoffman. The first pitch on the way from Stock to Jaquez is outside for ball number one. Last time up, Jaquez tripled to score Darryl Collins and made it a 2-2 ball game. And now Stock fires another pitch above the zone for ball number two. So Graham Hoffman's day last two innings of work, giving up two hits and one earned run. He walked two Firefly batters, and he struck out two as well. And now Jaquez will bloop this opposite field and fall in no man's land for a base hit. First man to the ball is Balin, who will throw it in, but Jaquez will settle for a single, and it's now a 2-4 night for Ruben Jaquez, and it's a one-out single for the Fireflies. So the number five batter in the order has come alive in his second half of his at-bat today after starting off 0-2, picking up two base hits. And looking at Joey Stock's performance this season, a 1-1 record with a 3.00 ERA. It's his 16th appearance of the season for Salem. Hockey has a pretty big lead at first, and he takes off. Pitch is actually foul-tipped by Eric Pena. So the runner of Hawkins will have to go back to first. And it's fortunate that I was able to do so, because I don't know if Hickey was going to be able to get to the ball or not, because Hawkins received an incredible jump at first. An 0-1 count now to the batter of Eric Pena. Hawkins holds on this one, and Pena swings and misses for strike number two. 0-3 night for Columbia's number 21. Should I say an 0-2 of 9, actually. He walked in the second, struck out, swinging in the fourth and the sixth. The 0-2 pitch, that goes low and outside for ball number one. A check swing was held back by Pena, and the count goes to 1-2. A little bit more on Jason, and 30 innings of work, allowing 24 hits and 10 earned runs. Walking 11 batters and striking out 35. Opponents hit 214 against Joey Stock on the season. The 1-2 pitch with one away, and Stock checks back in with Cavadez at first. I mean, Stock just absolutely gave a cannon back to Cavadez. He has some pickoff attempts where it might be a step or two, but Stock has a long frame for a pitcher. Coming in at 6 foot, as the 1-2 pitch to Pena is fouled off towards the backstop. And keeps the count at 1-2. So Hawkins took another jump over towards second. The foul tip keeps him at first. We'll see if he runs again on two strikes. It's a 1-2 count to Eric Pena with one away, as Salem leads 3-2 in the top of the eighth. Stock steps in and fires. Hawkins holds, and the 1-2 is low for ball two. We've had some exciting games in this series. Our closest game, though, was a rain-shortened game on Thursday night where Salem won 4-2 after five innings of work. 2-2 pitch. Hawkins is a go. Upstairs to ball number three. The throw down to Meyer is in time. Perfect throw from Nathan Hickey. It was actually a little bit low to Meyer now that I think about it, but the tag made by Meyer was where it's exactly you want to be if you're a shortstop. And when I say perfect throw, no hops over to the shortstop of Meyer. He made the tag. Well, first he made a great catch, as the ball was sinking fast in front of him, and then he gave the tag. Now 3-2 pitch to Pena, and it missed low and inside for ball number four. So Pena gets a free pass to first, but it keeps that tying run away from scoring position, and that was what's really big about Hickey's throw down to second. Tying man on at first. For the time being, it was at the batter's box, but Stock walks Pena, and now Enrique Valdez comes to the plate. A 1-3 night as he takes the first pitch low and away for ball number one. So 3-2 game is our score. And the 1-0 pitch is low for ball two. Stock looking to try to get out of the inning with two away here in the top of the eighth. Up next for the Salem Red Sox, it is 9-1-2 part of the order. Darryl Balin, Brainerd Bonazzi, and Phillip Sykes all the bat for the Salem Red Sox. So we're going to see the top of the Red Sox order. Only question is, will they be up 3-2? 2-0 pitch, and Valdez will foul into the screen behind the plate for strike number one. Right now, Valdez represents the leading run for the Fireflies. In a game that has been, right now, a one-run differential, which really isn't a lead in the sport of baseball because one swing can change everything. 2-1 pitch goes upstairs for ball number three, and Hickey will call for some time. He'll jog up to talk with Joey Stock a bit. Help communicate what's going to happen, especially with the hitter's pitch coming up for Enrique Valdez, who had a big double last night in the fifth inning, and today he picked up a single in the fourth. He's reached base safely in two of his three plate appearances. The other one was an error committed by Bonazzi back in the second. And the Red Sox are finally able to retire him in the sixth with a ground out to Cavadez. Now the 3-1 pitch is just blooped out towards shallow center field. Meyer moving back. Sykes coming in. But it's Darryl Balin that comes away with the catch. He came out of left field literally and figuratively, to make the grab for the third out of the inning. So Salem holds on to a 3-2 edge over Columbia. We just read off the next guy to get things going in the eighth, as the Salem Red Sox look to add on to their 3-2 advantage. It'll be a new pitcher out of the bullpen for the Fireflies. We'll get you that name when we come back on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Red Sox leading the Fireflies by the score of 8-2. Luis Barroso is now at the mound, pitching for the Columbia Fireflies, as the first pitch is low and inside for ball number one. 1-0 pitch to Balin, goes low and inside for ball number two. A 1-2 record on the season with a 6.23 ERA. It's his 14th appearance of the year. And Balin rips this out to left field as it hits off the winbet.com sign out and left. And Darryl Balin has his first hit in 2022. It's a stand-up leadoff double. He can put that 0-2 night ahead, or 0-2 night behind him, actually, with that leadoff double, and it definitely moves the Red Sox in a much more comfortable situation, especially with the top of the order coming up with Brayer Bonassi, Phillip Sykes, and maybe even Marcelo Meyer and Nathan Hickey. So Balin in the scoring position, the bottom of the eighth, with nobody away and a 3-2 Red Sox lead. First pitch on the way to Bonassi goes low for ball number one. It's an 0-3 night for Bonassi. Think about any way he could be put out, and that's probably how Bonassi's gone down. He popped up in the first, grounded down in the fourth, and struck out in the fifth. A 1-0 pitch to Bonassi. He'll hold as the pitch goes down the middle at 92 for strike number one. So the Red Sox looking to add a little bit more to their score, and a one-run differential. And Balin comes away with the double. 1-1 pitch, Bonassi opposite field, but it will fan foul and out of play on top of the Roanoke Times Pavilion and rolls into the Red Sox bullpen. So one ball and two strikes. Sun still lit here at the ballpark. A little bit of sunlight creeping in, though, to the center field, which might be a little bit of an effect on Eric Pena. 1-2 pitch is down the middle, but upstairs for ball number two at 86. So even count of two balls and two strikes. With Balin's double, it's the third hit of the night for Salem. So they have as many hits as they do runs now. 2-2 pitch center field. Pena moving back to the warning track. He will make the grab, and Balin will tag at second. No throw at third as he hits the cutoff man of Vasquez. One out in the inning. Bonassi does move Balin closer to home, but it does become the first out of the frame. So the way that Pena was moving back was actually more the shady area out in center. It's kind of like a triangle shape, actually, the more I keep on looking at it. Like, it's kind of like pressing in towards dead center. But Pena able to make a great grab and stride once again. Phillip Sykes at the plate. And the first pitch goes upstairs for ball number one. Last time Sykes came up, he really made an impact in the leadoff spot of the six. With the triple, eventually was able to be scored by a Marcelo Meyer sacrifice fly. 1-0 pitch to Sykes, and it goes outside for ball number two. And although Sykes was able to score to give the Salem Red Sox his 3-2 lead, he can even add on to it a little bit more here. Just some loud contact off of Sykes' barrel might be able to score Darryl Bailyn. 2-0 pitch, and Sykes will hold on the pitch that goes upstairs for ball number three. He's a 239 hitter, but that number really doesn't tell the story of Phillip Sykes and what we've seen these last few weeks. He has turned into an everyday guy for Salem, and the 3-0 pitch goes in the zone for strike number one at 91. I mean, sometimes we see him at the 8 or 9 spot in the order. You know, that backup leadoff guy, those number 9s that lead off the innings, get on base, and you can get two quick guys aboard, but Sykes, number two spot these last 2 days as he swings on a 3-1 pitch and misses for strike number two. He is 1-3 today, or should I say 1-2 today. He's been on base his last two times up, a walk in the fourth and a triple in the sixth. Here's the payoff pitch to Sykes. Barroso fires in and Sykes will foul it into the set at 3-2. Infield pressing in for the Fireflies. They know anything on the dirt. They should be well aware if Darryl Bailyn tries to come on in to score. Haven't really seen much of Balin's speed this season as the 3-2 pitch to Sykes is low and outside for ball number four. So Sykes gets his second walk of the day. It's three straight on-base appearances for the Red Sox. And now with runners on the corners with one out and a Salem 3-2 lead in the bottom of the eighth, Marcelo Meyer comes to the plate. So with runners on the corners, you see the middle infielders of Vasquez and Rivera move back in their traditional defensive positions, but the corner infielders still playing tight on the edge. Meyer with a big swing on the first pitch, but he fans on it for strike number one. Meyer is 0-1 today with a pop-up in the first, but he walked in the fourth and then the sacrifice fly to score Phillip Sykes in the sixth. Doesn't technically count against him, so count is 0-1 for his day, and now the at-bat is 0-1. Bailyn at third, Sykes at first for the Red Sox. The 0-1 pitch, and Meyer dodges a pitch inside. Nice backhanded stop by Carter Jensen to keep it in front of him and hold Darryl Bailyn at third. Well, after that pitch, the count now runs even at 1-1. And now Sykes takes off the second. Meyer will swing and miss, and no throw from Jensen down to second as Sykes slides in safe. That takes away the double play ball on the ground, but the count becomes 1-2 for Marcelo Meyer. Now if you're Meyer, though, this at-bat has to become a lot more comfortable as the middle infielders will now press in as well as the quarter infielders, because now a hit on any kind of surface might be able to swing two. 1-2 pitch, Meyer reaching out and swinging and missing for strike number three. That is the first punch out for Luis Barroso, and there's now two outs in the bottom of the eighth. And runners on second and third remain with Bailyn at third and Sykes at second. Nathan Hickey is 0-3 today after having a perfect night last night. And we'll see if it can come through in the clutch in the bottom of the eighth and move Salem that much closer to getting their fifth straight win. First pitch on the way to Hickey catches the outside edge of the zone for strike number one. Hickey has popped up his last two times out to the right fielder Cameron Rio in the fourth and the center fielder Pena in the sixth. He starts down 0-1, pitch to Hickey, and it's low and away for ball number one. So an even count to Nathan Hickey. Darryl Bailyn got this inning started off with the double, and he moved to third base after a Brian Bonassi pop-up to dead center. Following the Bonassi at-bat, Sykes walked, and then Marcelo Meyer just went down swinging as Hickey rips this down the right field line. It falls for a base hit. One run scores. Sykes touches home. Hickey in the second. It's a two-out, two-RBI double, and Salem has their biggest lead of the night. It's Red Sox 5, Fireflies 2. We knew Nathan Hickey was due for some big-time contact, and we get it here in the bottom of the eighth. The right field line has been the friend of Nathan Hickey. He had a bases-clearing double last night down that right field line. He does so again today. And Blaze Jordan on the very first pitch sends it deep out towards left field. Collins looking up, reaching up, can't make the grab. It bounces off the wall. Hickey scores. Jordan into second. It's Salem 6. It's Columbia 2. A three-run eighth has moved the Salem Red Sox from a iffy one-run advantage to now a four-run comfort lead. And hit number 5 of the night gives Salem their largest lead of now 4 in this 6-2 edge. Nico Cavadas wants to join in on the fun, and he watches the first pitch go outside for ball number 1. And we were talking about the doubles for Salem. They lead the Carolina League, but they had none coming into the 8th. They found 3 in this bottom half inning. Darryl Bailyn, Nathan Hickey, and Blaze Jordan. 0-1 pitch on the way to Cavadas, and it's low and outside for ball number 1. And I think this is what we have to mention about Nico Cavadas when we interviewed him for the Blue Eagle Credit Union of a Player of the Game on Thursday night. He mentioned how loaded this lineup was, and he never thinks about where he actually is in the order as a 1-1 fastball goes right down the middle for strike number 2, putting Cavadas down 1-2 in the count. Cavadas batting 6 today, but that pretty much just shows the power. It's a great hitting lineup for the Salem Red Sox. It has helped them out through so many games this season. And the 1-2 pitch is just outside for ball number 2. And today, it may have not been the best hitting day to get things going for the Red Sox, but situational hitting is different than just hitting itself. And in this situation, Salem was able to find the breakthrough. The 2-2 pitch to Cavadas is fouled down the third base line into the seats, and that will keep the count even. So, Jesus Wild to Nico Cavadas. 2-2 pitch, and Cavadas watches it go just outside for ball number 3. Last two pitches by Barbarossa have just missed on the outside. A 1-3 night for Nico Cavadas, a single in the fourth, looking to get a second on-base appearance today. We'll find out right after this payoff pitch. Swings and misses for strike number 3, the second time tonight that Cavadas has gone down swinging. But the Salem Red Sox use a big bottom of the eighth inning to add 3 runs to their name. They double the amount of offense they put up tonight as they increase their run total to 6. They now have a 4-run edge over the Columbian Fireflies, and Joey Stock is going to come into the game to try to get 3 more outs and improve the home winning streak to 7, as the Fireflies will have the bottom of the order due up when we come back. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Red Sox lead the Fireflies 6-2 as Joey Stock delivers a first pitch strike to Gary Camonrio. It's 8-9-1 for the Fireflies, where we're going to see Joshua Rivera and then Rivertown. A chopper to the left side, scooped by Miller. Throw to Cavadas in time for the first out of the ninth. So a good way for Salem to start things off. They move one out closer to getting their fifth straight victory. They already have a Carolina League best winning streak of four. And Columbia having a Carolina League worst losing streak of four. We're in this game for a great deal of time until the bottom of the eighth, where three runs are scored by the Red Sox to make it 6-2. First pitch from Stock on the way to Rivera is up and away for ball number one. It's an 0-3 night for Rivera, who will pop up the 1-0 pitch. This will get out of play behind home base plate and bounce in the concourse as it reaches up to the second deck and a fan makes a catch in the suite area. Took a nice hop and from the comfort of their own seats, they didn't have to hustle or bustle. They don't usually get many foul balls to the suite level of the second deck because, well, we're kind of covering it here with the third deck. 1-1 pitch goes down the middle for strike number two. And you at home can always hear when a fan makes a great grab because the crowd here is so encouraging of the fans for making great grabs. 1-2 pitch to Rivera. It swung on and missed. And the Fireflies are down to their last out. Joey Stock picks up his first strikeout of the game. And Rivertown is the last chance for the Fireflies. First pitch on the town, down the middle for strike number one. It's a 2-4 night for Rivertown. The leadoff batter for Columbia, another good night as he rips his opposite field down the left field line, but it will hit the netting right in front of the Salem Red Sox bullpen as the count goes to 0-2. So Rivertown, the Fireflies, down to their last strike. Stock steps in and fires, and it goes upstairs. One ball and two strikes for Joey Stock as Salem leads 6-2 over Columbia. Looking for their 27th win of the season. The 1-2 pitch. Town is a grounder down the first base side. It goes foul and will redo the 1-2 pitch. So one ball and two strikes. Base paths clear in a 6-2 ball game. Stock steps in and delivers. Town swing and a miss, strike three. And Joey Stock with back-to-back punch-outs to close off the game. And the Salem Red Sox take down the Columbian Fireflies by the score of 6-2. Offense wasn't there early on, but they found it in the second half of the ball game, and they walk away with a four-run win. It's their seventh win at Salem Memorial Ballpark in a row. It's their fifth straight win on the season, and they improved to 27-23 on the year. And they, of course, the most crucial factor of them all is that they stay with the pack in the Carolina League North Division with the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Carolina Mudcats. Man, this Salem Red Sox team is red hot. They're going to have one more game tomorrow night against the Columbia Fireflies. Our player of the game today is Nathan Hickey. He sealed the deal for the Salem Red Sox with his 2 RBI, 2-out double in the bottom of the eighth to make sure the Red Sox were going to go away with the win on this Saturday night. So we're going to step aside here from MILB.TV. We'll come back to give you a brief roundup of the game today and give you a quick look in tomorrow's contest as Salem Red Sox and the Columbian Fireflies will close off their six-game series tomorrow at 5:05 p.m. The Red Sox win it 6-2 over the Fireflies here tonight at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Salem Red Sox take down the Columbian Fireflies by the score of 6-2 to win their fifth straight game against the Fireflies and their seventh straight game at home. Well, the Columbian Fireflies once again got an early lead in this contest. They grabbed one run in the top of the second inning before the Salem Red Sox responded with two runs of their own in the bottom half of the fourth. In that time, it gave them a 2-1 advantage. The Fireflies bounced back with a run in the top of the sixth to tie the game up at 2 apiece before Salem in the bottom half of that inning was able to score a run of their own to give them a 3-2 edge. It was a run-run game going into the bottom of the eighth inning, and with two outs on the board, the Salem Red Sox had a big opportunity at hand to make sure they can get themselves a comfortable lead with two runners in scoring position, and Nathan Hickey came on through with a two-out double followed by a Blaze Jordan two-out double to give them three runs and secure this game by the score of 6-2. What a game it was for the Salem Red Sox. This one was all about a little bit more of defense at times as they committed no errors today. Pretty clean game of baseball from the Salem Red Sox. And although they didn't have that much hits, this wasn't one that you're going to look back on and be like, oh, those are the hits that made the difference. Both teams had five. It was just the timing of when Salem got the hits was bigger than the time that Columbia got the hits. The winning pitcher today is Hoffman, who picks up his first win of the year. Where Eske gets the loss, he drops to 0-2 on the season, and Joey Stock picks up save number 3. Union player of the game, so make sure to check out that interview on our socials on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, where I talked to Nathan Hickey a bit after the game about his hot hitting streak and also how the Salem Red Sox have found their groove. And when I mean found their groove, they've won seven straight games in the friendly confines of Salem Memorial Ballpark. Five straight wins on the season, and that's a pretty good thing to have as we kind of close in on this first half of the year. When I say close in on, we still have about 3 weeks left, but 19 days from now is when it comes to an end. June 23rd is actually the cutoff day of the first half in the second half of the season. That comes on a Thursday against the Fredericksburg Nationals. So if you can be continuing to win some ball games, it'll get the team in a much better position. And with that win, the Salem Red Sox improved to 27-23 on the season. The Columbian Fireflies dropped to 14-36 on the year. So with the Salem Red Sox win, it sets them up with an opportunity to get the sweep against the Columbian Fireflies on Sunday night. First pitch time is at 5:05 p.m. Eastern time. You can check us out right here on MILB.TV. And if you want to come out to the game, make sure you get the opportunity to. The Red Sox are hot right now, and it's the last opportunity you can catch the Salem Red Sox until the week following as they head out for a six-game series against a tough Charleston River Dogs team following Sunday's action. So we'll have a 5:05 p.m. first pitch tomorrow, Salem against Columbia, and they look to try to get six straight wins against the Fireflies and make it eight straight home wins. So there's a time to come out to watch the Salem Red Sox team. Now is the time to do so. So that will do from our coverage today. The Salem Red Sox take down the Columbian Fireflies by the final score of 6-2. My name is Andy Losey. Thank you so much for including us in your Saturday night plans. If you're a Salem Red Sox fan, you're loving life right now. Four games above 500 with an opportunity to get the sweep tomorrow night on Sunday. Salem wins this 6-2. We all hope you have a wonderful Saturday night, and we'll catch you on Sunday for more Salem Red Sox baseball on MILB.TV. Have a great night.